This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Summer solstice marks the peak of sunlight hours in the Northern Hemisphere, but Rick, where are the Earth and Sun relative to one another at solstice?
Turns out that where we're at in the Earth-Sun geometry, summer solstice occurs about 2 weeks before the time when the sun is farthest from the Earth. And this timing of winter and summer solstice relative to the Earth's distance from the sun is important for climate considerations, but at very long timescales. For instance, when the Great Pyramids in Egypt were built, the Earth was closest to the sun in the autumn and farthest from the sun in the spring. And over the 4,000 years since then, we've shifted about one season. So now the Earth is closest to the sun in the Northern Hemisphere winter and farthest from the sun in the Northern Hemisphere summer.
So how does that affect our climate conditions?
When the winter in the Northern Hemisphere, where most of the land is, occurs when the sun is farthest from the Earth and summer occurs when the sun is closest to the Earth, this accentuates the seasonal change. Now, where it's exactly opposite, with the sun closest to the Earth in the Northern Hemisphere winter and farthest away in the summer solstice, tends to dampen the annual range in temperatures.
Super powerful and so out of our control. Thanks for explaining it, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.